is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it too. Lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. The woodlands cold, fishing boats are leaving. Seagulls follow just above the water.
It's made a mess here.
What happened?
I just spilled some stuff in my work area. I don't drink coffee, so at least it's not that bad. Although, the other day, my niece borrowed one of my pickup trucks, and she spilled coffee in it, and it still smells like that. Ugh. Although I know a lot of you love the smell of coffee, love the taste of coffee. It's, yeah, as far as I'm concerned. So, let's get to the important things that are going on. It's Friday. Friday again. Oh, where in the world does the time go as we're trying to figure out what is going on in the world? Some of the most important stories of the day, the G20 summit, people who are wondering what in the world is going on in Washington. I thought that we ought to consider for a moment, actually, what is going on in Washington. I offer this as a consideration for you. You can comment as usual, 888-302-3684. My observation after looking around this week, listening to some of the people calling this program, Kenny, is that Washington, and this is putting it mildly, does a lousy job of listening. I would say probably the better word is a word that begins with an S and has an H and an I and a in it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, with it, like titty titty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Anyway, how can we fix the fact that public opinion in so many circumstances opposes what the government is doing? And the latest certainly is a potential attack on Syria. Is this likely to happen? All the signs point to these people, even though they're one out of four votes says yes in the House, so it's not going to get through the House, so it'll never become a law or a bill, or there's never going to be something that says the legislative branch of the government supports the executive branch of the government. So what do we do? Do we go to the judicial branch of the government and try to stop this madness? There is such a gap between Washington, how they think, and the rest of the country, isn't there? About two-thirds to three-quarters of us say we are going in completely, not a little, but completely the wrong direction. What are you people thinking who voted for the current administration? Constantly, there are announcements that there are laws here and laws there that they just, I don't want to enforce that law. Members of Congress use weasel words to pretend that they're doing one thing when they actually are doing another. Look at the bills, these 1,200-page bills. Beliefs are trashed because they interfere with the political correctness mood that the country is in. Meanwhile, government is spending hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, doing things that we don't want them to do. Some say we need a third party. Other people say that we need to give up. Some people say resist. What's the first step to avoid discouragement? 888-302-3684. The biggest danger here is that if you and me, if we give up, then and we withdraw from the system, and that's what a lot of people are doing. Look at the millennial group, those who are in their teens and 20s. You think they pay any attention to this stuff? They pay attention to what Stephen Colbert says and what Jon Stewart says. That's, and then they pay attention, Kenny, to their Twitter page or their Twitter conversations and Facebook and stuff, that they do pay attention to. But they don't pay any attention to John McCain. They think he's a joke, especially after he plays poker in the Senate chamber, listening to John Kerry spout off his BS and double takes and double entendres and all kinds of stuff. So what do we have here? And is this really being discussed so that you feel like you're being heard, whether it be before political interests or whether it be before the interests of the people that are listening to radio programs like this? I kind of want to know. 888-302-3684. So, I don't know, Kenny, how we might approach this on Facebook, whether we ask, do you, I don't know, I want to make it as positive as we can. I don't want to say, do you want to give up? No, I don't want to give up. But I don't want to have what's going on continue. And how many years have we been saying this? I used to do a program that was pretty political back when this program 25 years ago got started. It was fairly run-of-the-mill political party aligned to the right thing, but the party changed so much, and I didn't like doing politics anyway because it goes no place, and you alienate half of the audience, so let's do something else that's more constructive, more positive, more aimed at an audience that isn't being heard or catered to. That is moms, working women, people who are actually more influential when it comes to spending money than the other sex. Let's talk about what's important to moms. What do you want to see? Let's just take women calling 888-302-3684 or comments, Kenny, that are posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, just for a little while. I just want women's comments about what is going on. Would it be different if Hillary were the president than it is with Obama being the president? Would it have been different, Mitt Romney? Where's the focus? No sooner was the election over than Obama became very unpopular. He's now verging on being the most unpopular president in American modern history. And he doesn't, why should he care? Unless he gets impeached, he doesn't care. He doesn't have to run for anything again. He's got his legacy all set. He can be like the Clinton, the post-Clinton era, in which Clinton now is worth $180 million. Smart investments, all kinds of yada yada. You know what I'm saying. At any rate, there's lots to talk about here, as usual. 888-302-3684. People calling on the fact that Syria appears to be a target, even though we don't want it to be a target. So get out your guns and start blazing. 888-302-3684. Good day. It's quarter after the hour.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points, and we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking. Yeah!
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
This week at Office Max, HP's 11.6-inch Touch Smart Laptop, only $329.99, including 90 days of anti-theft security. Office Max, the hot deals are there. 18 past the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the top stories of the day, the continuing focus on what's going on in Syria. But with the G20 summit taking place, maybe it's interesting to note that there has been a little bit of time spent discussing the economy. And apparently in a joint communique, Kenny, the G20 will say that the global economy is improving, but it's too early to declare an end to concern. Wow. 2 days in Russia, and that's what they come up. Coming up, a 2020 News Quiz question about the city in which the G20 summit has taken place. Meanwhile, let's tap into some of your thoughts on what's going on regarding the discussion of what to do in Syria. Here's Harry listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, to Good Day.
For all those who don't want to get involved, I would suggest they go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and take a look at evil. And I think this rises to that occasion. I think that when good men stand by and do nothing, evil flourishes. And a strike on Syria's chemical weapons facilities, you know, and who knows? You know, we have bunker busters. You know, I would imagine Bashar Assad is really a little nervous right now because, you know, could be maybe there's an Israeli spy traveling around with him, knows where he's at. You know, next thing you know, stealth bomber flies over, drops a bunker buster, game over. Evil flourishes while good men stand by and do nothing.
888-302-3684. All right, so, Kenny, do we come up with a resolve on what to ask people with regard to at least trying to put a positive spin on this? I don't know what the right angle is, actually, because I'm disgusted and they don't sound very positive.
I posted that it's so frustrating that Washington never listens to us. We can't just give up, but what do we do?
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a good focus. Yep, okay. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, at 20 past the hour, a 2020 news quiz question. The name of the city in which the G20 took place was St. Petersburg. However, it had two names before being St. Petersburg. It was originally St. Petersburg, and then it was changed, not once but twice by the Russians, to what two different names? 888-302-3684. Swell prize awaits the right answer.
Hello, Alabama. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Surrender. I suppose the song might apply a little bit to the discussion of what we do about Syria. Is doing nothing like raising the white flag? Is that really what it is? Excuse me. There. Now better. The discussion of us needing, and I actually am interested to see or hear some of the people who think we ought to get involved. We have to stand up against Syria and the use of chemical weapons. And some people have some pretty good ideas, but are they carrying the day universally? No. But is not doing something like surrendering? That's the question suggested by the song by Dido, which was number one during this week in 2004, called White Flag. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and I are monitoring what you have to say and are eager to hear from you. And there are a lot of other things that we throw into the mix conversationally and have a little focus on fun, as well as always a little music. There's a lot of things that bring people into this program. The variety is what most people like, because it isn't something that just hammers away at the same issue, although we have certainly this week spent a lot of time on Syria, no question about that. And to that end, from the late night hosts, a couple of bits and pieces here of let's change the order a little bit, Michael. Jay Leno had a joke about Syria and the situation there. And then we have a piece of sound from comedian Stephen Colbert. Tell me whether you think this is funny or not.
In more serious news, Republican leaders have agreed to support President Obama's plan to attack Syria. See, this is what I love about our country. The only time Republicans and Democrats agree on something is when it's time to bomb somebody. Yeah. Well, the president said the message is clear. His message is clear. Chemical weapons should not be used to kill civilians, period. That's what drones are for. That's why we have drones. That's what it is. You know something? If President Obama really wants to hurt the Syrian government, don't send cruise missiles. Send over some of his economic advisors. They will take care of it. They will fix it.
The United States has no choice but to attack Syria because dictator Bashar al-Assad is killing his own people with chemical weapons. Before, he was just killing them with bullets. But if America cared about shooting people, we'd be invading Chicago.
What else is going on? Yesterday, a news anchor, did you hear this, accidentally hung up on Oprah while he was interviewing her. Yeah. He is survived by his wife and children. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't have
in your mind like Darth Vader. He's starting.
She can do that.
Well, they had a new study. New York City traffic is 7% faster than ever. 7% New York City traffic faster. How about that? 7%. And the explanation is obvious. New York City drivers do not slow down for red lights or pedestrians.
So that explains everything.
I'll tell you something about the FDR. I don't care what this study says, but the FDR drive is slower than FDR, honest to God.
I don't know how I feel about this. The researchers in Portugal are making news after they created alcohol from coffee grounds. Yeah, it alters your senses but peps you up like coffee. So in other words, researchers just discovered cocaine. And it's very interesting. Man, people are freaking out about the new iPhone. The new, I love my iPhone, but they're saying that the Apple's expected to unveil the new iPhone 5S at a press conference next Tuesday. Experts say it's similar to the current iPhone, but different enough to make you hate your current iPhone.
All right, so again, the 2020 News Quiz question. The G20 summit taking place in St. Petersburg. Before it was St. Petersburg, it was two other names attached to it. What are they? 888-302-3684. The names, it was originally St. Petersburg, then it got changed twice to two other city names. What were they for the swell prize? 888-302-DOUG.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. The Tea Party Caucus in Congress is threatening to shut down the government unless President Obama repeals Obamacare as the price for increasing the debt ceiling. Your thoughts on this unlikely event?
I think Obamacare and this obsessive effort to bring it down, despite all the evidence that they're not going to be able to, it's just really strange. I don't see anything here beyond feeding the base, because they've tried again and again. They have failed. So unless they get the White House and they get the Senate, they won't be able to do anything.
Ron, isn't this a bluff? Or could it cost them the House? House in 2014?
Yes and yes. Yes, it could cost them a house, and yes, I think they're...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com and Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Of the day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Doug here. Jennifer gone until the 20th, so we can play with these stories any way we want to. I don't have to worry about Jennifer chastising us. You know what I mean, Kenny?
Absolutely.
Scarlett Johansson is giving marriage another try. She's gotten engaged to her boyfriend of 10 months. French journalist Romain Duroc. A rep says that Scarlett and Romain are engaged. They've not set a date. People magazine says that Romain popped the question a month ago with a vintage Art Deco ring. This will be the second marriage for Scarlett. She was married to Ryan Reynolds in 2008. That lasted 2 years. All right. Scarlett Johansson. Off the market, or, well, she's, that doesn't mean she's off the market just because she's going to get married to somebody, right? Not necessarily. Always have to go hand in hand. The NFL season.
In Hollywood.
Yeah. Off to a flying start. Peyton Manning ties an NFL record with 7 touchdown passes as the Broncos open up the season by drubbing Baltimore 49-27. Woo-hoo. If you're a big football fan, we don't normally spend much time talking about sports here, unless it's the NFL and their lawsuit. The the season is opened, the injury settlement, but yet 4 new claims, I think, were filed earlier this week. Weren't they, Kenny, or was it late last week? After the announcement was made that the NFL is going to put $760 million into some kind of a fund, and that was going to take care of all of the players, the 4,100 that had sued the NFL, then 4 more suits showed up. So I'm not sure they're out of the woods with this one yet. At any rate, the season begins. I am amazed at the money that is the NFL, that is a part of the system. And I can look at it just from, because I'm a radio professional, been involved in the radio business since I was 17 years of age, so it's been my career, my thread through my life. I've done a lot of other things and continue to do a lot of other things, but radio has been where I cut my teeth as far as a business is concerned. So when I look around at some of the things that are going on, some of the things you'll be exposed to on the radio, we all know there are a lot more sports talk radio stations at this time, September 2013, than there were a year ago. I speculate there are at least 100 more. Kenny, would you say it was right about 100 more sports talk radio stations in the country? And at this time of year, they're all toe-in-toe, whether it's ESPN, whether it's Westwood One, whether it's NBC, whether it's Compass, Sports USA, you name it, CBS is into this thing. All of these networks that are bringing football games to the air on the radio. And the amount of money, there are usually, and there have been the last couple of years, two or three or four, now there's four or five different networks, some of them are well-known, some of them aren't, who are presenting all of these games because apparently the fans in New York want to hear the Seattle game. Right? What's the name of the Seattle football team?
Seahawks.
What are they called?
Seahawks.
Oh, the Seahawks. That's right, too. Okay. Well, I don't know why anybody in New York cares about the Seattle Seahawks, but apparently they do because there's a game being broadcast on a radio station in New York. Same thing is true for find a market in the country where there are two or three sports stations, and there'll be games, local games, yep. But all weekend long, there'll be games from various parts of the country because people are so fanatical about football. It's crazy the amount of money. We're talking about $400-500 million in income just to radio stations alone between Labor Day and New Year's or whenever they have the Super Bowl. Right, actually, the game started a month ago, didn't they? The games on the air, radio. I was like, it's cool because baseball, by the time we get around to spring training in February, you can hear on the flagship stations for the various. I remember working at KBC when I was on, and I wasn't on every night because the baseball games were on. But it was kind of cool because I got a lot of extra little tidbits. I remember going down to when Dodger Town was in Vero Beach. I was able to pull off two for the price of one because I have my affiliate WTTB in Vero Beach. And I was working on KABC in Los Angeles, so it was cool. It was fun to go there and spend. Actually, I think I was there for 3 or 4 days. It was a lot of fun. At any rate, this is big business, and I just sort of thought I would tap into it in terms of where does it go. There are a lot of people who have been doing sports radio shows who have said with the results of the NFL lawsuit, it will be over for NFL teams in 10 years. Because this is not going to stop. They're going to be sued. And what this fellow said on this particular program turned out to be right. He said as soon as the lawyers settle this, the $760 million suit brought against the NFL, there'll be more popping up. And the next day, four more suits were filed. So you know that people are going to continue to harp at this. And the reason they are is because what's going on is in fact, or what they say is going on, is what's going on. People are ruining their lives playing football. Now, if you are playing and being paid, what's Peyton Manning get? $10 million a year? More? How much does Peyton Manning, Michael, make?
Oh, I don't know. You might be in the right ballpark, though.
$10 million a year, right? 10, 12. I remember Brady. Isn't he the highest played, paid guy in football?
No, he took a cut of some
sort. Oh, he did? Oh. Well, anyway, it's a lot of money. And so under the circumstances, with all this money focused on these people, is it worth it to chance what might happen to you for 10 or 12 million bucks a year? And if that's the case, then you play for 10 years, you get killed. You may still be walking around, but basically you've killed yourself, and your family is well off. People might make that decision consciously, and it might be okay. You make that decision, swell. That's for a lot of money. What happens to children, and I mean children who are in the fifth or sixth grade playing some of this football or in middle school or in high school or in college? where there's no money at stake. It's just your parents saying, rah, rah, shish, goombah, you live in Ohio, you live in Florida, you live in Texas. I mean, if you, the people in Ohio and Texas and Florida who listen to me get so angry every time I bring this up, football is our life. Friday nights, what are we going to do? I think if you don't have the ability to see the forest for the trees on this thing, and I know a lot of you say, oh, here he goes again, and yep, here I go again, because it just doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like Syria. Honestly, no, this is a good one. Everybody's stopping what they're doing. Here, he's going to try to equate Syria to football. Let's hear this. All right, it's pretty simple, in fact. It is craziness for us to get involved in Syria, as it is craziness for you to let your children play football. It is the same. It's suicidal. If we go into Syria and bomb them, it is like committing suicide, because it will not end there. Any more than you playing football or allowing your children to play football or soccer or wrestle or box or even be a cheerleader, because these things all make you susceptible. And frankly, more and more of the conversation has been of late recognizing. Didn't we have something earlier this week, Kenny, Monday or Tuesday, we were talking about this and how more and more parents are saying to their children, no, I don't want you to play. And this was a discussion of soccer. It wasn't about football. It was about soccer. Imagine a young woman. I'm thinking about those beautiful women who won in the Olympics a couple of years ago. Remember the girl that ripped over on her shirt? That was what I remember about that. But they were the Olympic winner. Really? Wasn't that true? They won? And they stand up. That ball, when it hits your head, the ball's doing about 45 miles an hour. How do you withstand a whack on your head from a rubber object at 45 miles an hour? And I don't mean once. I'm talking about many times in each game. The stem of your neck that holds your head onto your body is the size of a quarter. So if, in fact, you're getting whacked by a ball at 40 miles an hour and all that holds your head onto your body is something the size of a quarter, what do you think that's doing to your ability to survive, thrive, and have a happy, healthy life? Okay. If Richie were here, he'd have hit the bell, and Jennifer would have hit the buzzer by now. So I guess I've said my piece, and you can welcome. We'll be happy to have you at 888-302-3684 comment. Okay. What I didn't do is repeat the 2020 News Quiz question, because I went off on football and wherever we went in the last few minutes. How about we repeat the 2020 News Quiz question, because it's about the city in which the G20 summit is taking place. City known as St. Petersburg, Russia, was founded in 1703 by Peter the Great, hence the name St. Petersburg. But it was not always called St. Petersburg. In 1914, at the beginning of World War I, Russian leaders felt that Petersburg was too German-sounding, so they changed the name of the city to what? 888-302-3684. And then in 1924, the communist leaders that came into power wanted to change the name again. So the city that was St. Petersburg that changed its name to a more Russian-sounding name became what? And it wasn't until 1991 that they changed it back to St. Petersburg. So between 1914 and 1991, St. Petersburg was known by two other names. What are they for a swell prize? Do the research. You've got a few minutes to do it. 888-302-3684. My question is clear, Kenny, is it not? Have I done a good job? Clear. Okay.
I think so.
All right, from 1914 to 1991, two different names for the city where our president and all the G20 leaders are having their summit. What was the name? The name was changed in 1914, changed again in 1924, then changed back to St. Petersburg in 1991. What was it called in between the 1914 and 1991 change? 888-302-3684. On good day, it's 15 before the hour.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Summer is nearly over, and families everywhere are going back to school. For parents, this is a busy time of year. To simplify and make this time more enjoyable, the lifestyle mom, Dana Hilmer, worked with Belvita to offer a few tips for busy parents.
Eating well starts with a good breakfast. While there are many good options for kids, parents often forget about fueling up with the right breakfast for themselves. Perfect for eating on the go and as part of a complete balanced breakfast, Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits provide nutritious morning energy and come in two varieties, mixed berry and oats and chocolate. To help stay organized, start a to-do list for yourself, your family, and your work. Only move on to other less important items once these are done. And avoid getting run down by scheduling family downtime. Before signing kids up for after-school activities, think first about family priorities and the impact activities have on schedules. With these things in mind, you can have a stress-free start to the school year.
For more about Belvita soft-baked breakfast biscuits, visit www.belvitabreakfast.com.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
888-302-3684. Our time has come. That is the reckoning. Trying to figure out what these two cities are called. This is good information, as a lot of people are focused on the G20 summit. Even though a lot of time there has been spent on Syria, there is. I was in the city once when I traveled to Russia. 20, was it? No, it was during, would have been the late 90s. All right, so what's that, 15 years ago. Fascinating place. They have a Kremlin there. You know, we think the Kremlin is just in Moscow. Most of the big cities, especially in Western Russia, the Soviet Union, had Kremlins. There's a big one. Matter of fact, I think that's where this summit's taking place, in the Kremlin in St. Petersburg. All right, so what were the two names before? It was called, it was St. Petersburg, then it was changed to another name, and then it was changed to another name, and then it was changed back to St. Petersburg. Let's see here what we have. Here's Pete in Eau Claire, W-A-Y-Y. Hi, Pete.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Leningrad, and I don't think a lot of it, probably Stalingrad.
No, you're half right, but that's only half right, so that doesn't work. Tim, what do you think?
I think we got Petrograd, and, you know, now I just completely lost the other one.
All right. Thank you for trying. Jim's in Newark, Ohio. What do you say, Jim?
I say Petrograd and Leningrad.
Petrograd from 1914, because it sounded, instead of Petersburg, it sounded German. They made it Petrograd, sounded Russian. And then when the communists took over, they wanted to acknowledge Lenin, so they made it Leningrad. So you're right. You get the prize, Jim. Good job. Thank you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. First, let's pay attention to Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk to us, Kenny, about Facebook creating a feature which will let you share photos easier. And then we'll examine a little bit more a big story from technology this week, the buying of Nokia by Microsoft. Both those things coming up here in just a matter of moments on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one of the best parts of taking a vacation with family and friends is being able to relive the memories after you get back. And where's the best place to do that? Facebook's photo albums, of course. The social media giant just made it easier than ever before to share photos with family and friends by announcing shared photo albums. After creating a photo album on Facebook, you can share access to as many as 50 contributors who can each add up to 200 photos to the album. This is a major improvement to Facebook albums, which were limited to only one person creating an album and limited to only 1,000 photos. The shared album's creator also has control over the album's three privacy settings: public, friends of contributors, and contributors only. So the next time you have a big event, camping trip, wedding, or family reunion, give shared Facebook photo albums a try and let everyone in on the social media sharing fun. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
All right, so this week, Microsoft bought Nokia, and here are a couple of hosts from program that we monitor, hosted by Linda Thomas, Chris Sullivan, talking with a tech analyst named Larry Magid about this procurement.
I find the timing of this deal really interesting, of course, with the CEO of Microsoft announcing that he'll be stepping down probably in about a year, and this deal could take 6 months or more to actually be finalized. So he's going to be leaving right as this massive purchase is completed. Is that unusual?
Oh, of course it's unusual, but a lot of things are unusual. This is a very extraordinary time, both for Microsoft and for Nokia. As you know, Nokia has had some problems. I don't know if it's number three or number four in the smartphone marketplace. It may be ahead of BlackBerry by now, but it's certainly way behind Apple and the Android developers. Microsoft has had a tough time with this Windows 8 or Windows Phone, and Microsoft and Nokia have been kind of joined at the hip for a while now anyway. Nokia is clearly the biggest builder of Windows Phone. So it does make some sense. The other interesting thing about the Ballmer resignation is that the CEO of Nokia, who's a former Microsoft employee, is being talked about, at least in the press, as a possible replacement to Steve Ballmer. So in addition to getting the Nokia product line, they get a lot of engineers, a lot of executives, and potentially, who knows, I'm just speculating here, their next CEO, if that's how it turns out.
Larry, what does this really do for Microsoft if you're bringing in the fourth best maker of smartphones when you're trying to compete? I mean, does that really help them out at all?
Well, of course, I wouldn't say they're necessarily the fourth best or the fourth biggest or third biggest. I'm not sure. But their phones are very good, and Windows Mobile is very good. What it does is it puts them on a more even playing field with Apple and now Motorola, or I should say Google, which purchased Motorola. So Apple, of course, has always made its own hardware. Google now owns Motorola. It makes its own hardware. It puts Microsoft more in the driver's seat. It can design a more integrated product. But make no mistake about it, this is a huge gamble. Because you're right, Nokia is number three or number four. It's way down in the numbers. Microsoft is down in the numbers, but I think that Ballmer is going all in on this and hopes that he's going to leave his company with a legacy of success, but it's a big gamble for him.
Yeah, in addition to the Windows Phone just struggling in the market in general, there seems to be a perception problem with Microsoft that they're perceived to be this software company and not making devices and those sorts of things. How much will this help with that side of things?
Well, as you know, their Surface RT especially didn't help their reputation. That was a big push in the hardware side. I think it helps in the sense that Nokia is really a credible player. I know it hasn't done well lately, but if you go globally, it's doing pretty well in Europe. It does very well in the developing world. They understand the lower cost side of the smartphone market, and that is where the growth is. These $300 or $200 phones in the future, they're going to start diminishing in favor of the lower cost phones that people are using around the world, especially when you get out of the Western Europe and the United States.
All right, so there's the story behind the story, if you will. You ought to be caught up to date on that. So we have. We've done a good job, if I do say so myself, at bringing you up to date.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.